Right, it's gone 11:30. The day is nearly away with it. Now, I look out my window and I see a shroud of cloud over the hills. And if you were in your camper van, I would imagine you'd be staying in it today. However, if you have weather like yesterday or the weather that we're getting tomorrow, I would imagine travelling the country in a camper van must be something that's pretty spectacular. And if you're heading across Europe, would it be at the ideal holiday or would it become a bit claustrophobic? Let me speak to a man who knows. Harvey Alexandra is indeed from the Caravan and Motorhome Club, and there's a massive event on in Birmingham today. Harvey, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Harvey, I see these camper vans, big ones, small ones, massive ones, parked in little laybys overlooking scenic sights in Donegal, and I think to myself, I'd love to have one of those. And then I think, oh, I'd be very confined if I was in it. I'd be stuck in there for a fortnight. You obviously love the idea. Sell me a camper van, Harvey.
Oh, it's nothing like that. I think the views out looking, you know, out of the window are enough to spoil anybody. No, they're amazing vehicles now with all of the latest mod cons, you know, toilets, showers, bathrooms, cookers, microwaves, etc. You know, they're home from homes. I drove one from Italy all the way back through Italy, Switzerland, France, back through the UK to a lovely place called Bedford. You may have heard of it. it's just a wonderful experience.
Yeah, Bedford, they probably made them at one point, did they?
Yeah, something like that.
I would imagine that.
That wasn't the highlight of the journey. Right, driving through Switzerland was unbelievable.
Now, I'm just thinking, you see them sometimes, like the really palatial ones, with a smart car on the back of it, you know, I like breathtakingly beautiful camper piece of kit with a little smart car actually on a tailgate on the back of it. So the person, when they park up, can drive away in their smart car. Very often you see motorbikes on the back of them so they can zoom about through the town that they're visiting. But if you're just in the camper van and you live in the camper van all the time and you spend all your daylight hours, you know, coming and going to the camper van, does it not get a bit tedious?
No, I think, you know, if you've ever tried it, I think it's just a wonderful experience. I regularly take my wife and my kids. So I've got three children and we normally get quite a large motorhome, probably the type you're describing. And you know, we'll go onto a site and we'll make sure it's a site where we can, you know, we can do lots of outdoor activities. We can cycle, we can walk, we can, obviously a local pub is always helpful. And then with my brother, we get a smaller camper van and we're off to Yorkshire in 2 weeks' time where we're going to go and tour Yorkshire for a week, meet some members of the Caravan and Motorhome Club and really just explore a different region. That's what they're perfect for.
Are they easy to drive?
Well, the camper vans are just like driving a car, really. They're no different. I've got a Ford Cougar. There are very many other makes available, but my Ford Cougar is just the same as driving a Volkswagen California when I drive it. And I liken a motorhome to a hire van. You know, we've all hired a Luton van at some point, whether we're moving or moving large stuff. And it's literally the same. Completely intimidating when you start, but within an hour, actually, it's absolutely fine.
You don't need a special license. Your car license do?
That's right, yep.
No, oh, that's a plus. You know, this is something I've never taken the step, but I might. I'm getting to that age. You know, if you're middle age or a little older, that's when you get involved. Am I right, or am I being insulting to young camper vanners?
No, you're not. There is a younger market coming through, definitely, and they're more likely to be in the camper van. But you're absolutely right. It's having that disposable time, and I suppose that a bit of disposable income as well. What we've done as a club is we've just introduced motorhome hire. So if you're thinking about it and if you want to have a go, then come onto the club website. And we've partnered with Swift Go, the largest manufacturer of motorhomes in the UK. And you can hire one for a weekend or a week. And that's what I'm doing when I go to Yorkshire. I'm going to hire a camper van with my brother, and we're just going to spend a few days away and you know, it may end up in us looking to buy one, but or we just might hire again later on in the year.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And I talk about the younger people, you know, they do take them to Glastonbury. I'm not sure that every young person can afford a camper van, but they're more well-heeled to go to Glastonbury. You see plenty of the campers there.
Yeah, festivals is huge for the camper van market. And we find a lot of people hire our camper vans just to go to festivals. Or what they might do is they might spend 2 days at a festival and they'll tag on, you know, a few extra days or a tour further along the way.
The most palatial, I've used that word before, the most impressive camper vans that would be on show with the likes of Birmingham this week. What sort of money does it cost for the person who has limitless pockets?
Oh, you know, you could be looking at 100k plus. Some of these outfits are just amazing. And actually, I met a member who had a £100,000 camper van, and you know, he felt terribly guilty at spending all this money. But he was planning his whole year ahead of him, so he'd booked a number of different courses, a number of different activities, and he was going to get the absolute most out of this camper van that obviously, well, big motorhome that he'd bought. So I think it just depends on what pocket you have. We've done some research with some of our members and non-members, and actually there's 30% that spend less than £10,000 on a camper van. And what I love about the camper vans are that you not only have it for your weekend escape, but you take the kids to school in it, you go shopping in it, and you might even commute in it as well.
I'd love to see someone arriving into our car park with a camper van. but I'm drawn to it. It's a type of holiday that I might hire one to see what it's all about. Harvey, good speaking to you, and continue your happy camper vanning or whatever the term is for it. But thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Thanks ever so much.
That's Harvey Alexander. He's across at the Caravan Exhibition and Motorhome Exhibition in Birmingham. He's a member of the Caravan and Motorhome Club, if you want to look them up. If you have a story to tell us about the excitement of being out and about in a camper van, 02890 333 105, 02890 333 105. Maria has stumbled across something. Good morning, Maria.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Maria. What's on your mind?
Frank, I'm the manager of the Assisi Charity Shop in Ballinahinch. We're a charity shop connected to the Assisi Animal Sanctuary. We have had a little escapee dog has run down into our shop, and we just want you to give him a shout out in case somebody's looking for him.
So this is a wee dog, a wee Ballinahinch dog that came down to you, or you just saw it in the street?
No. He came down to, a wee customer found him on the street. He looks like he has been chained up maybe, and he's broken his chain. And a wee customer brought him in to us. So we're trying to see if we can get in touch with his owner.
Okay, describe him to me.
I think he's maybe a Jack Russell cross. He's a large, quite pudgy. He's white and black, and he has a brown head and brown ears, and he has a blue collar around his neck.
Blue collar around his neck. He's a pudgy, slightly overweight, Jack Russell-y type dog. He's in Ballinahinch at the Assisi Charity Shop. If he's your dog, pop down, please, and get him. Is that the message?
That is the message. We may have to contact the dog warden, but at the moment, he's at the Assisi Charity Shop in Ballinahinch.
Lovely, Maria. Thank you indeed for using the service. That's what it's all about. 02890 333 105. If that's your wee dog, he'll know you as soon as you come through the door, right? So don't somebody else be going and saying, give me that dog, because he won't know you and he'll hide behind the counter. 02890 333 105. How much to hire, asks this person. It depends on the quality and size of the motor vehicle. It'll be like hiring anything else. There'll be a wide range. Do go on to the website, Caravan and Motorhome Club. All the information will be there. And this person said, we got a motorhome 2 years ago. Best thing we ever did. And we go out on our own, meet up with friends. Great way to see the country, to see France as well. It's brilliant, says Florence. Florence, good morning. But I hope you don't mind me saying this, Florence, but your name suggests you would have a motorhome. You know, you couldn't imagine a Florence without a motorhome. Like, it's not what Debbie, you wouldn't be any Debbies with motorhomes. You know, Debbies don't do motorhomes, but Florence's do. Right, 02890 333 105.